and exposes farmers to new and better ways of farming. The expo is a platform at which players in the agriculture sector showcase their technologies, products and services offered to the farming community. As government, we are happy that every year new technologies and knowledge are shared through this event. We also believe that innovation is the only way available to become resilient under current challenges of climate change. Ladies and gentlemen, the expo is being held at a time when our country is experiencing one of the worst droughts in history. A total of 84 districts out of our 116 districts experience prolonged dry spells leading to crop failure. As if this is not enough, in the northern parts of the country where we had relatively good rains, has in the recent past experienced extremely heavy rains, which could threaten the projected harvest that we are looking forward to have there. Despite all this, we are determined to turn the adversity before us into an opportunity through measures such as scaling up investment in key priority areas, namely irrigation, including rainwater harvesting, which Honorable Mike Mposha talked about, farm mechanization, which Chairman Oza talked about, and extension services. Further, we are investing more money in the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, Agriculture Credit Window, in order to ensure that farmers can access affordable credit to enable them to produce more food for our country. Let me put the speech aside, respectfully so, and talk about the Agriculture Credit Window. This is important for the farmers. This year, the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, which we commonly call the credit window, which is actually loans to farmers at affordable interest rates of 12%, which we started last year. This year, we are expanding the spectrum of portfolio. Number one, we are going to have, we'll have five products, five. In case I forget, we have five products. Number one, the same fertilizer and seed of your choice. We don't force you in the agricultural financing facility, in the credit window. You are not forced. Number one, the seed of your choice and the fertilizer of your choice will be made available to you through the banks. The banks will give you loans for you to go and buy the fertilizer you want and the seed you want. That is the first product. The second product is irrigation facilities. We are now, as government, working with the banks and the private sector, going to offer irrigation to small-scale farmers. I want to repeat this. We are now, as government, going to offer irrigation facilities to small-scale farmers. For example, Mr. Oza here, we will see his facilities outside. He has introduced a small center pivot. Here we are used to seeing the big center pivots for Mr. Zimba and his colleagues, the commercial farmers, some who are seated here. They have got those huge things. Imagine one thing rotating and it is covering 100 hectares. Now, I don't have 100 hectares. I have a few, maybe 2 hectares. But now Mr. Oza and the other people have introduced a small center pivot, a boom like this table from there to there, maybe 15 or 18 meters, and it will go around on my small field and water my field. We are giving money for that. Not only that, there are those guns, the things which spray water around. Rain guns. Sprinklers which rotate. We are giving money for that. Not only that, you have got small-scale drip irrigation. We will give money to you, the small-scale farmers, for you to buy a tank stand, for you to buy a tank, for you to buy a solar panels, and for you to buy a pump which will be driven by solar panels, and for you to buy pipes so that you can put pipes and drop water where you have planted your crop. We are now going to give money for that. That's the second, irrigation. The third which we are going to support this year, beginning this year, is farm power, mechanization. Again, Mr. Oza mentioned about it. Dear colleagues, my dear farmers, my fellow farmers, we will not go far in agriculture if we continue using the hoe. It is good to use the hoe, but we cannot work with a hoe on a 5-hectare piece of land. We will not manage. So what do we need? We need animal power, ngombe and plow. What do we need? We need small tractors, handheld. What do we need? We need small tractors, 4 wheels. They are not as expensive as we ever think they are. You can buy a small tractor. Mr. Oza, what is the cheapest tractor you are selling?
With four wheels.
It would be about 5,000 times 20. About 175. Imagine, we have tractors at 100, 150,000. Four-wheel tractor. Mr. Zimba has got his big tractors, maybe 500 horsepower, whatever. Those monsters with the wheels taller than me. But we are talking of a Massey Ferguson, 175. Small machines. You can buy that with less than 200,000, with less than 300,000. Brand new, 285,000. We want to support the small-scale farmers. You should have tractors. Osati kwendo mwera pomola ya, ikoma kushita plow. We want to support that in our country. That is the third item. Seed and fertilizer, number one. Irrigation, number two. Farm power, number three. And then aquaculture. Those who want to go into fish ponds, keeping fish of different types, we are going to support that through the credit window. So prepare yourselves and apply for loans. Then finally, number five, it is livestock. If you want to keep goats, if you want to keep cows, if you want to keep sheep, if you want to keep rabbits, if you want to keep anything of your choice, chickens, we are now going to support that. Because we want agriculture to take its rightful place. And that is why I am found at all these expos, and I will not tire. Sinizalema, tetituleme yo, kuya hafte kulia kui neukula ndanama farmers. I hope that's proper, member. We'll continue propagating this message until it reaches the entire Zambia, because we want everyone to be happy. We want the small young ones to come and join us. Young ones will not join us if we are using hoe. They will run away from the hoe. They will go to Lusaka. But if we give them a tractor, they will stay at the farm. So these are the five products, my dear farmers, that the government of President Hakainde has set out for you. And these will be given through the banks. Now listen to this. One, interest rate very low, 12%. Number two, no collateral. So we don't want you to say, because I've no house, I've no this, I've no that, I can't access this. No, no collateral. But it will be given by banks. And my dear farmers, you know that banks follow you. So you have to pay. But at 12%, why wouldn't you want to pay? It was not there. It is there now. We must celebrate as Zambians. Let me get back to the president's speech. In order to scale up the delivery of smart extension service, government in 2023 procured and distributed electronic gadgets such as tablets to extension workers across the country. Further, 1,100 motorbikes were procured and distributed for extension workers countrywide in order to ease transportation challenges. Going forward, the program on extension service will be scaled up. There is no reason why you should not be visited by a Minister of Agriculture official anymore. We have bought motorcycles for them. We are buying vehicles for them. We are fixing their houses in the wherever they are to make the job of an extension officer more attractive and to make them happier. We don't want you to use these motorcycles to go and drink beer and crash them. Please use them for the right things. Ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to note that this is the president talking. I am happy to note, I mean, the speech is for the president. I am happy to note that most local commercial banks are collaborating with the government to implement a credit window. In this regard, this year we are introducing more products on the agriculture credit window to cover a broad range of agriculture assets such as irrigation and mechanization and other activities including livestock and fisheries. Ladies and gentlemen, these measures are expected to increase production and productivity among the small-scale farmers, encourage value addition in various commodities, value chains, and to build resilience against climate shocks. Ladies and gentlemen, during the 2023-24 farming season, under the early and winter maize program, government partnered with commercial farmers to produce early maize. I'm proud to state that close to 146,000 metric tons of maize will be delivered to the FRA under this program. It has never happened before. This is good. We are bringing it back. In the case of the 2024-25 farming season, the government and the commercial farmers are targeting to produce 300,000 metric tons. The big man here, Mr. Zimba, the president of the Farmers Union, seated next to me, promised us in Mpongwe that this year he and his colleagues, the commercial farmers, are going to plant early maize around October, irrigate it, then the rain comes to take up. By this time next year, they will be giving us 300,000 metric tons of maize. Thank you, Mr. Zimba. Let me also take this opportunity to assure the farmers that the government has positioned itself for timely participation in the crop marketing so that we secure the harvest that will be available and empower the farmers to acquire inputs on time. Further, government will procure at a good price both the early maize program and the rain-fed maize. Ladies and gentlemen, as you embark on the new decade of the AgroTech Expo, my word of encouragement, this is the president, I'm only reading his speech. My word of encouragement is that you should continue to partner with government through shared vision and as outlined in the 8th National Development Plan. We have a firm belief that it is through working together that we will contribute positively to changing the livelihoods of our farmers and the people of this great nation. It is now my honor, says the president, and privilege to declare the 2024 AgriTech Expo officially open. God bless our nation. God bless you all. I thank you.
Thank you. Another louder round of applause. That was the Minister of Agriculture, Honorable Mtolo Piri.
Letele kumkulangisha vintu efu bale bomba bafikire na 175 kanchina tumfama shiwi ukufuma ku wakumpando mukabweka lokesha pa bene bainonchende ekutira mukwana ngwa bika kwechichira cha AgriTech kanchi Ashok Oza uwacha ndokutira chine chine fie bale bombesha na mako kumuno kutira kwaba ukubika ko fionse fulio kubika omukwa fulisha bali mi ukufikire shefu va fulio kufikirisha lote hapo peka na bala ndokutira bali nensansa Shiro no kutasho karambanga nchukutila ubuteko na wangu wako Nuku wafudisha avari miu kupitila mkuimba kwa mabohoz Ukumono kutila kwa wakubika kwa fishiba mwa kusungila menshi Nenshila shimbi shile tungila makamaka ubuli miwanda pilila Na tumfamu kwa ina mashui ukufuma kumukalamba wazame National Farmers Union Kutila mkwa inu wajavi zimba wajitila kwena Mubuli mivuno mubuli kona umai insaya fumineko kwena mwari kotu mkofio mkofio kotu wa mwene mkwa ine chitala uko inche nde shingi shatebele rone chitala kumula nino kwa luka kwa michele elofio nse fina walombo kutia mkwa ikungabo kuwa kubika kukufari kisho kala mbanga nshi pa kutia mkwa ichinga fuidisha ako na walomba nukulombo kutia mkwa ikuteko mwinga fuidisha pa kutia ilio wabika umutengo wakushitila po inyanjero nefili mwafimbi mutemungole wako vino pakucha mkwa ichinga afurisha kwa abalimi ukula tuwala na nguku ya pantanshi helio mkwa ina walanda nukulanda kutila chachine abalimi wansa baleza mku sangwa kukuno mkwa hii baleza anga kwa kashitaka kumono kutila mkwa hii baya pela kuna wanavo ayama shuyo wa sambili lakuno pakucha mkwa kutila afurisha pali nonjita na tumfo rwimbo rwa chipa ilo vale isarira uku ukukumana.
Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy also at this time. We want to thank you for all that has happened during the official opening of the 2024 Expo. Lord God, as we come to the end, we continue to ask you to be with us and be with everybody else who are still coming. May your name be glorified in everything we have done and that we are going to do. In the holy name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
May I now invite the Golden Valley School Choir to lead us into the singing of the national anthem.
Chabuni kwa mkuu tinfani kwa tewani ya Central Asia Broadcasting Corporation ndiyo shukrani ndiyo kujaa kwa mkuu kushika chuo netero chuo netapa zaulimi zamaki na ulimi dizi na zambi mbili kwa mkuu mabunge makampani ndi alimi au siana siana ndiyo sabano tini kuli sani pa kani ya kani shukrani mtu na kuzo siana siana
kiarama tatu kubivua rotune kiarama nevi ya kuvuruka konsha kwimu paro ketekero kabijiki perako pe kwimu kwasha kumweka ni kaburongo kyo kirengera amba jonse mtu ajina ukebe shamba bipwaro byenu mtu ajina kumweka burongo kabijiki no kyo kyarenge jire mba turenge boom bubble plus kurabu wa kuwashisha habu jina busendwe butanu ne bumo amu ji kuna nunua kwa burume burengera ne kikoba ku regime akuna kupana burume bwa kufumya ndochi na kuna nuna kumweka burongo kwa yine misombero ya bivwaro Boom Bubble Plus irengera mba kumweka nyika kunengera kwa kibwaro kienu kurumburuke ne kuikira masaka akya neke na burongo pa kwiki kwata kufuma pakuchapa kumu kuya pakuchapa ukwa Boom Bubble Plus bukrabu wa kuwashisha urengera bibwaro kienu kumweka nyika no baby akatataka pakimye kya repa ne kuimurengera kukomoka mba mukonshe kwibwara mu jikwabo ne jikwabo ne jikwabo tu mambo boom iko mukabingi na butongo Kabijibutonge nabo, buko mukabi ingi, boom. Boom, kabijine viko vionsetu, viparangana.
Sopano ntawe ndi 12:35 wa Zambia.
Kya kinero kirwa mambo pakumana kuba matware tabyambo mukakimye kake pa byonkabye kina mambo akumana kwa mamba kujibe na kumweka nyika kutsamba bena kutarapa banjimi bena kutanga byambo muraka wakika onde mteuno kiamiwa Alex Fatachi Spika wanzo wa ya mjiro mkiaro kia South Sudani ba Jema Kumba ba mwesha ruseke lukata ampe mkiaro kia Zambia pa mambuwa mwingiro kiwe na kuingira wa kupuisha maruangano mkiaro kia kialo. Ba zanisi ba tumasabu wakia wa kubamba ba kumba ba amba kwa mbamba kutuma kwa bashirikare kuyana kuingira mkiaro kia kialo mwanimba kia mwesha kusumini na lukata ampe kwa kiaro kia Zambia kwa kureta mtende mkiaro kia South Sudani. Kumbwa mkulumpe wa bashirikari mkiwa kino kiaro kia Zambia ukibese kia wa Zambia ame ba Lieutenant General Stari Alibuzwi ba amba kwa mbamba na nchika bitikino kiaro kia kisumeninu watu mkumuna kwa mbamba bashirikari ba ikara mkiwa kia kiaro kia South Sudan ba kwa mkwikari kutundeka kwa mtende ne kushikama kwa mtende mkiwa kia kiaro. Kiashi munu wa kubamba kanso wa Kitwe City Kanso wa hapa na mari ukira tunepa 8 million kwacha na nchike mari ya panu watu mkwasha mabumba habantu kuma mari ya CDF pakino kimia ya kumabumba kufika tuneko 334 haba inetu hapa vinikabizineba kituwala wa mungambi ya Kitwe na nchi kuna kupana kwa mari mwani kwa obiwa mubijiji bionse 5 viji mungambi ya Kitwe. Kumbwa town clerk wa Kitwe City Kanso wa Patrick Kambita baamba kwa mbamba pano kia kupana kwa mari ya makongola tunguna kwa maloni kia obi watu mkijiji kia tumwemwe akukoba pana mari kumabumba kwa tune ku 37 na mtika bijipa ya mari pepi 3 million kwa cha kiasi munu wa kubamba kipanki ya German Technical Corporation to Zambia GIZ kiapa na tuprututu maonda na nchi ku maofweshi awa kula ma batala pabumi wa bantu akwa kumwasa bombwe kubika potuka biji ne kibese kia batala pabukumu wa manyaonda na nchi mkuru mpe uwe na kuingijira ku kibese kia Food and Nutrition Security ENC Resilience aboba Patrick Kola baamba kwa mbamba hanoma tuprututu biji tu wapa anokito kumuna kwa mkwikari kusopa mingiro ya ramatapa anjiro ya rumbrukani ukosisha mabumba vena kufia vena kusunga mari muyo ya nkambi na nchika bichikumwa district commissioner wa ayo ya nkambi wa Rosemary Mwiche baamba kwa mba sanchira kakipankia GIZ pa kumuna kwa mbakia pana hano mbaonda pa wino kabijikubi kapo tunekuro mbaba bantu bata amburatu notu prututu kubamba wafana kuitu ingidisha umashinda otu wapai nwabiyamu mkika undebeo yonka kwa wisa kuya komji pa 1735
Aisa lifela sika semu itusa kwa lia palo ni masila saelisi kasa semi hupuza zeza lilekare kisi kasosi famutu mata akweza likaka mata ne kwe kutuwa kuli umutu wa butokwa kikaliba kaleo na koka ufela mubata kulilibe na zamina alibona hali handa hulu mikikaliba kale lutisize mulo la uhubi wa Bumba Bublas ona ni mata ama ya muapahami ni six pack technology yetezi ya likaze tise za mulola kakuba mulola si hulu opa ingizu kubabali alibe na zamina Bumba Bublas ukenanga kamata mwali ya palo ni masila kutamanya ande masila ni kutise za wanda wa masila. Au wana mulola wo uzusa kamata vitampa tampa yu masila kubisa ande mivala ya masila niliapalo mulola wo Bumba Bublas uwana kuli mwai kutuwa kutompe ya mwalibia na zamina za utuwala bunolo nolo handefa mubili ni hamu kata kusalibia na zamina angata angata mulola wo Bumba Bublas uvisa libia na zamina kubonala unchi afana kwenye telene ilikuli mkwane kuli tina hape ni hape ni hape vakengisa kuli mulola wo Bum ulata masila ni masila alata mulola wo Bum. Boom! Ni masila afela.
Sopano nta windi 1240 one Zambia
one nation kimusiali mimakande mwali mnasolo zimubaliki na muna lola sukureka. A speaker wandu ya mila wakana ya South Sudan Jema Kumba wizo kuli kwa na Zambia kutamana ni msebezo wana unaye wipetile ubuto kwa holo wakufeza misonga mwana hayani. Mutewa maka ndiwaza niso vyako limfumali kumba, uweze kulikubate ngiko masole, ni mitaya silelezo, kisi supuesu wansakuli na Zambia, yitu kisizo wanakuli kwa wani kozo mwana ya South Sudan. Yomulu wa masole wa Zambia Army Lieutenant General Stalia Libuzi, usepisizo kuli masole wa Zambia Army, wakazo la piliku wanakuli vaisa masole kwa na South Sudan, kulikuwa sibagase kuyo wani kozo. Kansuli ya kitu ya suli lema sharing after 5 million kwa cha hasi kwa masa consumer development fund au wakafiwa wakoli kwa taza baba nchani basali baba fumani ya motoropo ya kitu machere nyasuli ilo aha vizwi mwali consumer secretarizo au zeoli fumani ya mwesikleti sa kitu mungoli wa kansuli ya kitu Patrick Ambita uizekuli mwali tukisoze zali kolo tikuwa nda konsuensi ya chimwemu ekio na yeko nile kutambika machiri ngafta wa 3 million kwacha au wakafiwa kwa likuacha the 37 mekufirele za makandalo na katengo kwa German Technical Cooperation to Zambia katambikile mitu tutu ya mipe ilikuwa li ofisa makete mwasikile sa mwasabombwe ndilulu kulilikuwa na zami angalo ya sichabamu ya wana za kufepa ya wona za kufe pasicha wa kwa sicho opatri kola lawiza kulimitu tutu ya mpilie ikatusa umsebezi wako yonyakisa ni kuliva nana vana ni mibili ye na nivu iketu wa wende ni kutiseza mihato ya kutiseza likuwa taze fapana mwaskiriti sen zewa cholo mbose mwaskiriti se Rosemary Mwiche uitumezi wakatengo ka GIZ kakuta mbeka limpoze miuku pilesi chabaku wanako livaitu sande mitututurie mwami sebezi yo vapeta makandafu wa mihama nguwe hakami shuru mkela kanako ya 1605
ichekele wangu chuma chaku njua kumaina ilanga chikuwe tikananga chima kakuhana chikuwe lelu na wankumi na kuchikipa shaku enu kudilumbula uchimwe kala diara fumi erimu kenga nienu mahina enu wamekani kusawesha kuwaha nankashi na wadi china letashi etu kutunga kuwa urumulo la wawunga wa boom bubble plus yuku eti mbili ya six pack ya maana maha ya kuwa jiramu kutungisha na uchuma hina hakuikala imulo la wawunga uku eti mutapu unemenia kutokesha mahina enu boom bubble plus yengi na wamkatika mchima wa wanda na kubuta mahina ejima ni kukonesha nyoshi ya kalamu. Hello, na kubadisha nguvu ya kufumisha ikengeji na kumwekesha utoto wa mbuwa ulo mbuwa mahinenu boom bubble plus yeme na kumwana na izanga na yeshera mahinenu dinashi mbuluku kulosa hakukosa na kuchikita mulola wawu unwa wa boom bubble plus waleti sanga mahinenu kumweka na nenao amaha hali impinji kuleha mulona mtu alaguna kuhifuwa na chengi na wa mumpinji impinji mulona boom ya kenga mahina ni mahina ni wena ikenga boom boom. Jikushima nao majiru ejima anayichikupu.
Sopano ntawe ndi 1244 One Zambia
One Nation. Nsangu mlonda na mwanawu anakushita nkudami Brian Chienge. Mkweta nda wetala da shimbi mwichunga da South Sudan Jema Kumba na hani kusakili la kuichunga dinu soeje hamudimuna kuzata u wakufui la kumanisha injita mwichunga dina. Mama Kumba nindi mudimuwa kuchuma mashirika chingane mwichunga dina china mweke shato kane kuji influmendi ya chunga dunda Zambia ina kufuila kukwasha kutenta msha kuunda mwichunga da South Sudan. Mkulu mpi wa mashirika mwichunga dinu Lieutenant General Stali Aliwuzwi na konko mweni na ukwalesha nindi mutai wendi unakwena kuchwale kaha kuchinga na kuchuma mashirika akuna kuchunga da South Sudan kulonda kukwalesha na kutenta msha kuunda mwichunga dina na kuchwale kwa nasa mjecho mwidi mdalunda na mwanowu. Kasanji keneni kakitwe City Council kanahani mali akubadika 8 million kwacha neye chikonku cha CDF grants mumali chinga neye akufuhanu kila CDF kude akwenzi akushika ku 334 chinga wani mazamvu awakama ama akona kukitwe. maliwena wa anaihani chingane malunga ejima atanu awa ekala chingane mkatenta menu kakitwe chingane yu mkulu.